Miss Audrain Hallie Hebron, and want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Hallie.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so glad to have you in here. You know, a couple of weekends ago, they had the Miss Audrain pageant, and you were crowned Miss Audrain. Let's talk a little bit about that pageant. I know that it was a busy day, and you had a lot of things mm-hmm. that you went through. Walk us through that competition to start off with.
Yeah, so normally in the morning, you have wardrobe move-in, and so you bring in all your clothes. Then you go into your personal interview with the judges, which can be a little intimidating at times, but it's fun to get to show them that side of you and to share more information about yourself. But then after that, it's usually straight into rehearsals, you know, going over your talent, rehearsing walking patterns, and then, you know, before you know it, you're at the show and you're performing, and getting to be in front of the audience is so much fun.
How many years have you been competing in pageants? I'm sure you started at a young age.
Yeah, so I didn't start as young as most, but I started my sophomore year in high school. But I grew up around the Miss America organization. I had four older sisters that competed, but this will be my fourth year in Miss and my sixth year competing at Miss Missouri.
For sure. Now, you'll be representing Miss Audrain, so that means that you're going on to compete in the Miss Missouri
yes.
pageant. That's exciting. Yes. Tell us a little bit about getting prepared for that. It's still a couple of months away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have about 6 months now, so that's plenty of time to get ready, but a lot of it is just, a lot of the preparation is like interview prep, you know, learning how to speak through lots of different points like your CSI and, you know, political questions that you might get asked during your interview. But really just preparing yourself to be the best version of yourself and being the best title holder that you can be.
All right. What are you going to be supporting? What is, you know, your cause that you'll mm-hmm. be helping out?
Yeah, so my community service initiative is called Art for All, and it works to promote art and make sure that all the people in Missouri have access to art resources, you know, across the state. So whether that's organizations that serve their communities or individuals, but just working to help make sure that everyone has those resources.
Do you work with Presser Arts at all here in Mexico?
I don't, but
you
I
don't.
Would love to, so okay. if they're listening.
Yes, absolutely. that's a great resource.
Yeah.
You said Art for All. I think that that would be wonderful. Walk us through what's going to happen with you for the next several months. Do you have some things booked that you'll be appearing
yeah,
at?
Yeah, not necessarily here in Audrain County, but again, if you're listening and you would like me there, I would love to come out. But I work very frequently with an organization in St. Louis, which is where I'm from, which is called Artists First, and they're an organization that brings in local artists, people who just want to create, and they give them a studio space, they give them the resources, and it's such an amazing opportunity for really anyone in the state or in that area to come in and, you know, have those resources like right there in front of them. And that's just, it's such a great cause and something that I love working with.
That is outstanding. You want to give a shout out to your mom and dad? I'm sure they've supported
oh,
you
yeah.
a lot over the years.
Yeah, I was going to say, huge shout out to my mom for being like my absolute number one supporter, but also a huge shout out to my dad for having five girls who all competed in pageantry and danced, and he was just such a great pageant dad. He absolutely loved it. He brought all of our props to our dance competitions, you know, carries in all of our wardrobes whenever we're competing, and so I'm just so grateful to my parents for all the love and support they've given me.
No doubt about it. This is your first radio interview. I have that
yeah.
a hard time believing that, because you've done a wonderful
oh,
job.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you the best of luck as you compete for the crown of Miss Missouri, and whenever it gets yeah. closer to pageant time, we'll have you come back in.
I would love that.